We thank you once again to allow us to come before you with thanksgiving and praise. Father, you said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto God and bless his holy name. Father, we are thankful today, and we come looking to hear from you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. If you would, get your Bible. Let's go to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Go to the book of Psalms. Psalms number 131. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Psalms 131. Let's look at verses number 1 and 2 here. It said, Lord, my heart is not halted, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matter or in things too high for me. This one I want him. Verse number 2. Watch what it says. It says, surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother's, my soul even as a weaned child. What I'm going to be talking about today is weaning and renewing our mind. Weaning and renewing our mind. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And notice what the word said here. It says, surely I have behaved quiet myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. A mother, at some point, she has to wean her child. Because he just gravitate to the mother to breastfeed him. It's no effort, it's no struggle as a child gravitates to his mother's breast for nourishment. But at some point in time, she have to wean him from breastfeeding. And that's the way it is with you and I. We have to wean our minds to get our mind renewed with the word of God. We have to wean our mind from things that will cause us to fret, from things that will cause us to be agitated, upset, and discouraged. We have to wean our minds from that. Well, how do we do that, Pastor? How do we wean our mind from agitation, from worry, upset? It's through the word of God. It's through the word of God. And we can find that. Just hold on for just a minute before we go there. You can start turning so you can be there when we get there. Go to the book of Romans 12, 1 and 2. But we have to wean our mind. And a mother has to wean her child so the child could grow up to be strong. So the child will grow up and mature. He cannot or she cannot stay on milk, breastfeeding. You and I, we have to wean our mind from things that will cause us to be agitated, upset, so we can grow in the things of God and mature in the things of God. And we have to push back. And we're going to see from that today in the book of Romans. Look at Romans 12. Romans 12. We have to wean our mind because thoughts come, situation come, and we think. Once we thought like a child, we act like a child. But when we come to maturity, we should grow up in some things. Look at Romans in the book of Romans, chapter 12, and let's just start at verses number 1. Notice what it said. He said, beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is one we wanted, verse number 2, him. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is that's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We have to renew our mind. We have to once we get saved, translated into the body of Christ, into the family of God, we have to get our mind renewed with the word of God. And we have to wean our mind from things how we used to think. We cannot let that be a carryover, because if it do, it's going to cause agitation, aggravation, upset, and unrest. So we have to wean our mind from thoughts that will cause that through the word of God. It takes the word of God for us to be able to wean our mind from the things that will cause that to us. And it said, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be like the world. Yes, we in the world, but we not of the world. So we can't think like we used to. We don't need to be acting like we used to before we got saved. So we have to make that transition. We have to get our mind renewed with the word of God. How do we do that? We study the word of God. We read the word of God. We meditate. We listen at tapes. We put in the word of God in our thought pattern. And that way, when situations, circumstances arrive and come up, we can speak the word. If you don't have the word in you, if your mind had not been renewed with the word of God, you'll be thinking like you were in the beginning. And that's hard to make that transition there. But you have to wean your mind from that so we can grow and go in the things of God and to be mature in the word of God by studying, reading, and meditating in the word. It said, and be not. That be not conformed to the world. We don't need to be talking like the world. We don't need to be acting like the world. We need to be conforming our mind, having our mind renewed with the word of God. Instead, watch this, instead of the world, we being like the world, we being transformed. How is we being transformed? Now, what do transform mean? Now, transform mean to change form, shape, to become something of a different form, shape. Paul said in Galatians 14, verses 19, he said, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again unto Christ, is formed in you. That Christ be formed in you. Once you get saved, once you get born again, we need to be formed, transformed into being more like Christ himself. Look at the word, look at Colossians. Come on, go with me there. To the book of Colossians. To the book of Colossians, chapter 3. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, let's look at verses 1 and 2. Is everybody got it? Are you there? We got a few minutes. We'll wait for you. In the book of Colossians, watch what it said. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If ye then being risen with Christ, he says, seek those things above. That's how you get your mind renewed. We have to seek those things above and not those things here on earth. We cannot continue seeking the things on earth and being like the world. Yes, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we have to seek those things above. Look at verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things of earth, not on things on the earth. You have to set your mind. Watch this here. You have to do something. You have to set your mind. Your thought pattern should be on the kingdom of God. Your thought pattern should be on God principle, heavenly minded. You have to do something. You have to seek that. And we are talking about having your mind renewed with the word of God. Watch this here. You got to push back the old thought. You got to push back. You got to reject those thoughts. When those thoughts come to your mind, you don't accept them, but you reject them. It's a continual progressive process. You'll never get to that place, I like to say, called there. It's an endless cycle. You're going to keep on seeking those things which are above, getting your mind renewed with the word of God. So you can talk like him. So you can act like him. And the more we are like him, watch this here, the more heavenly minded that we are, we can forgive the way Christ forgave. We can talk the way Christ talked. We can act the way Christ acts when our mind is renewed with the word of God. But if we don't push back those thoughts that would try to come in and have us to act and respond the way we once did, then our mind would never be renewed. Not only that, we wouldn't be able to grow. We have to grow. We have to grow and mature in the things of God. We shouldn't be doing the same thing, having the same thing trip us up all the time from day one. We should overcome that. We should be able to mature, master that thing that has been aggravating, upsetting us, and cause us to be distressed. But we have to set our affection. What are you thinking about? What do you spend most of your time thinking about? Now, thoughts from the enemy comes. Yes, I know. But we don't have to receive those thoughts. We don't have to embrace it. We can push back that thought. We can reject it. If it don't line up with the word of God, in a good way that we can check it out, Philippians 4:8, it tells us what to think on. He said, think on these things. Whatsoever thing is true, whatsoever thing is honest, whatsoever thing is just, whatsoever things are good and lovely, a good report. Think on these things. That's when your mind is getting renewed with the word of God, when you're thinking on those things. And when the thought comes, if it don't line up with Philippians 4:8, we know it's not coming from God. We know it's not coming from heaven. He's telling us what to think of, and we have to push back those thoughts. We can't embrace them if we're going to grow and go. We shouldn't let the same thing cause us to fall over and over again. Look at Philippians. Back up just a little bit. Philippians. It's one book behind where we are as of now. Philippians, we are talking about getting our mind renewed. We have to wean our mind from the way that we've been thinking. We have to push back, wean our mind. It's wean and renew. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 13. He said, brethren, now this sister and brother, it said, brother, Paul is speaking, I count myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. One thing that we should be doing, if we're going to get our mind renewed with the Word of God, we got to forget about the hurt. We got to forget about how they treated us. We got to forget about how they did us wrong, how they took the advantage of us. He said, forget about those things. Come on now. Paul said, but this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We have to press on. We have to push back. We have to get our mind renewed and move forward into the kingdom of God. Seeking those things above and not those things. Don't get so caught up on the things down here. God knows all about your needs and my needs. He'll make a way. He'll provide. But if you put him first, you got to put him first. If you want to get that mind renewed, watch this, verses 14. It said, and I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You got to press forward. You got to keep going. You got to go on and on. Yes, that might happen. Yes, that might take place. Yes, that might come against you. But you got to have a made up mind that you want to get your mind renewed and press on. You got to forget about those things that agitate you, upset you, and cause you unrest. That's the only way that you're going to be able to move forward and get that mind renewed. Get that mind renewed. We can't continue to act the way that we used to. It's got to be a different. You know, people should be able to see a difference in us. People should know that that's something different. When we speak, when we talk, no matter where we're at, in the marketplace, at the gas station, wherever we find ourselves, people should be able to sense that it's a different. You could be in a crowd of people and a bunch of people. All you got to do is just sit back and just listen. Listen at the conversation, and that'll give you a level of their understanding, of their mind being renewed with the Word of God. Because if your mind renewed with the Word of God and you heavenly minded, you thinking about those things which are above and not those things right down here on earth, then you can tell. You can tell from the conversation. You can tell the difference. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Let's go to Matthew 6. This is going to bring us pretty much where we need to be. We are talking about weaning and renew your mind. You have to wean your mind from things that cause you pain. Don't think on those things, how they treated you. Don't think on those things, how they hurt you, how they took advantage of you. Yes, they did it. Yes, you're right. But you have to wean your mind from that. Look at the book of Matthew. We're going to Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Once you get there, so praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 6. And look at verses number. Let's just start reading at 25. Matthew 6 and 25. It said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Verse 26, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feed them, and yet not much better than them. 27, which of you, by taking thoughts, can add one cubit unto his stature? We cannot add nothing. Why even worry about it? We cannot add nothing to our disposition there. And why even worry about it? It said, take no thought. In other words, don't be worried about your growth. your height. You can't do anything about that. It said 28, and while take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow it cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought. Take no thought of what you're saying. Take no thought what you're saying. You know, when a thought comes to your mind, the enemy don't know what you're thinking until you say so, until you say something. So when the thought comes to your mind, don't embrace it and say anything. If it's not a God thought, take no thought of what you're saying. Take no thought what you shall eat or what you shall drink or wherefore shall ye be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father know that you have need of all of these. But seek ye first. Come on now. But seek ye first, not last, not in the middle. But seek ye first from the beginning. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things, what the peoples are working three and four jobs trying to accumulate, trying to manipulate situation and circumstance to get ahead. He said, but if you seek me first, what they are out there hustling and bustling, trying to do, I'll show you what you need to do. I'll make a way for you with less sweat. I tell you, we can come from labor, from sweating to favor. Come on now. All this work, hustle and bustle, laboring to try to get ahead. He said, put me first. Take me off the back burner and put me on the front burner. Now, those things that the world is seeking after, come on now. I'm going to make a way for you because I'm going to give you favor with man and God. I'll give you favor. When you got the favor of God on your life, it's much easier. It's much easier. Watch this. It said, therefore, take no thought for tomorrow. Boy, that's hard to do. But as we get, for many people, but as we get to get our mind, that's what we are talking about. Wean and renew. You got to wean your mind about worrying about how you're going to take care of this, how you're going to take care of that. You got to push back those thoughts that will agitate you, upset you, and cause you to be unrest. Push back. Because many of those thoughts, we can't, if they don't line up with the word of God, we can't do anything about it. No way. Watch this here. It said, take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will take thoughts for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Back here, in these verses of scripture that we just read, it said, take no thought 5 times. Evidently, that's something that he's trying to get us to see. He said, take no thought. Take no thought. Don't get caught up in saying. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. If you don't say, he can't reach your mind. He cannot reach your mind. Don't say it. If it don't line up with what we talked about, if you want to sort it out, your thought out and know, is it of God, you, or the enemy, line it up with Philippians 4 and 8. He said, and it tells us what to think about. Whatsoever we think is lovely, just think on those things. Those are thoughts, but just takes time to push back some of the things, how you've been done, how you've been hurt, how you've been taken advantage of. But you got to push back, get your mind renewed with the word of God. It's weaning. You got to wean your mind from things. You got to renew your mind with some things. It's a process. It's a continual process. and we're going to keep on doing it. You say, well, I got the victory in this area. That's all right. Go to the head of the line. You got another one you got to challenge, you got to take care. And you take care of that one. Praise God. You're knocking them off one by one. You got another one to take on. We're going to continue to be weaning and to renew our mind. It's a continued progressive process. And a lot of times people don't want to put forth no energy, no effort to go through the process. There's no way around it. There's no skipping a process. If you didn't pass the test here, if you didn't pass the test on that situation, guess what? Before you graduate, before you get to that place called there, you're going to have a repeat. Come on now. It's going to be a repeat. So we might as well just take our time to hunker down, to get in there and say, I'm going to get it. I'm going to wean and renew my mind. I'm going to push back. I'm going to make it through this thing. I'm going to get the victory in this area where the enemy battle us in the mind. And if we don't never get control of that mind, I'll say it again, he cannot read your mind. He can only speculate. And I can tell you something else to get him on the run. Start speaking in tongues. Come on now and calling on the name of Jesus. He don't know what you're saying. If you're tired of seeing his head light, you want to see his tail light, start speaking in tongues and praising God. He's gonna get on up out of there, so to speak. Come on now. He got the lead there. But we give way to the thing that we say. Take no thought saying that I can't make it. Take no thought saying I'll never get ahead. Take no thought saying nobody loves me. Take no thought in saying, don't embrace that. But instead, get the mind renewed and begin to think like Christ. Amen. Come on now, get the Lord a hand praise for that. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.